twice the size of the gray squirrel, and some people refer to the gray squirrel as a cat squirrel.
Cat squirrel. Mm-hmm. What do you call something like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees? Stays on the ground?
Well, I guess you mean a rat.
No. Are there chipmunks around here?
You talking about a ground squirrel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's some of those here too. They're small and tall.
They burrow in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes a stump.
Yeah.
And they also have a flying squirrel here.
Doesn't really fly, does it?
It sails.
Sails. Kind of glides.
Yes. It has its skin has grown to the end of its feet.
Yeah.
And it just spreads out and sails from one top of a tree down to the root of the other.
Are those smaller than the gray squirrels?
Yes. They're about the same size as chipmunk. Mm-hmm.
What about some of the kinds of freshwater fish around here that people catch?
They catch largemouth bass and crappie, which is sometimes referred to as crappie around here,
mm-hmm.
and bluegill, mm-hmm. which is sometimes referred to as brim, mm-hmm. or sunfish.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the various kinds of catfish. And carp.
Those aren't good to eat, are they?
I don't eat them. Then they have suckers and they have one called the blackfish or cottonfish. They refer to it as, which is kind of a prehistoric fish, they claim.
Mm.
You don't see or catch many of them.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the types of seafood that are available here in the stores?
You're referring to the saltwater type
seafood?
Oh, they have shrimp, oysters, clams, various types of fillet of snapper, grouper, flounder.
Mm-hmm.
Perch.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned shrimp. If you were going to buy that at the market, you'd ask the fellow to give you a few pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. What about that animal that croaks, makes that croaking noise? That's a what?
You mean a fish?
Well, no. It stays around water, you know. Sometimes you see
a frog?
Yeah. What do you, different types?
Yes, they have the bullfrogs and they have little, what? I know is a rain frog, which is a little green tree frog,
mm-hmm.
and they have the toads,
mm-hmm.
and
the toads don't stay around water very much.
No, they're kind of a dry land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about some things that people might use for bait when they go fishing?
Well, some people use artificials, of course, and some use cut bait, which is cut from other fish, and.
Mm-hmm.
Worms, crickets, mealworms, catawba worms. Mm-hmm. Catawba worms is a big worm you find on a tree,
mm-hmm.
that eats the leaves off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people use dough balls or...
What is that?
Well, just take dough and ball it up on a hook.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people set out a hook for catfish using what is called here the puppy dog.
Puppy dog. What is that?
That got you thrown.
Yeah.
Well, it's really a little salamander. Like thing.
Yeah.
It looks like a little lizard.
Yeah.
And it stays around real damp in water under logs and stuff like that.
It's good for bait.
Very good for bait. Bass too. Mm-hmm. Like that.
What do you call this animal that has a hard shell, you know, and it can pull its head in?
Turtle.
What about different types of those?
Well, here they have the what they call the snapper turtle, which is sometimes referred to as the loggerhead turtle,
mm-hmm.
and they have the soft shell turtle. Both of these are edible,
mm-hmm.
and then they have the dry land turtles.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that called anything else?
Tarpon,
mm-hmm.
the dry land, striped turtle.
Mm-hmm.